With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The rapid buildup of U.S. forces in the Middle East has many observers believing military strikes are imminent. As U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth in Nashville today to address the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, a spokesman for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, is also attending the NRB, and she concedes this is a tense time in Israel.
Well, it is because they know what's about to happen. I spoke this morning with the ambassador to the UN, the Israeli ambassador, Galad, and he said that any minute, you know, they're expecting something could happen any minute. So they're ready. They're gearing up mentally, gearing up physically, and they're prepared because they understand the worst threat they have is from Iran.
Tension in the region has progressed to the point that President Trump now has the option to take military action against Iran as soon as this weekend. The president today, meanwhile, convening his Board of Peace here in Washington for the first time.
What we're doing is very simple, peace. It's called the Board of Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say but a hard word to produce, peace.
And the president did announce ahead of the meeting that board members had already pledged some $5 billion for the reconstruction in Gaza. He said that the U.S. would be kicking in an additional $10 billion. The trade deficit trended in a favorable direction in 2025.
The Commerce Department reports that the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells other countries and what it buys from them narrowed to just over $901 billion from $904 billion in 2024. While the U.S. ran a bigger surplus in the trade of services such as banking and tourism, the gap in goods such as machinery and aircraft hit a record despite sweeping import taxes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. A new threat for Christians living in Russia.
According to the annual persecution report from Global Christian Relief, ISIS has established cells inside of Russia and in occupied parts of Ukraine. GCR says, quote, ISIS-linked groups have carried out lethal attacks affecting Christian communities, religious leaders, and places of worship, revealing an expanding pattern of extremist violence. Muslim terrorists are targeting Russia over its support for the Assad regime during the Syrian civil war. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual March to Easter Sunday is underway. Different churches have found various ways of calculating the traditional 40 days of Lent, but the number itself is important. It connects to the biblical symbolism of the number 40, typically used for times of testing, judgment, purification, or renewal. Most directly, it alludes to the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness after his baptism in preparation for his public ministry. This is SRN News. Authorities trying to solve the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie say they might tap DNA genealogical databases.
It's the same step that police took to unravel a series of murders in California and the fatal stabbings of four college students in Idaho. The strategy could pay off if unknown DNA evidence can be linked to someone in a genealogical database and leads investigators to a suspect in Guthrie's apparent kidnapping in Arizona. A law enforcement database didn't turn up any matches to DNA found in gloves a few miles from Guthrie's home. Rich Thomason reporting.
Walmart soared to another stellar quarter of sales and earnings in the final quarter. The retailer reporting earnings of $4.24 billion in the quarter ending January 31st. The promise of lower prices and speedy deliveries in some cases drew in a broader spectrum of Americans over the critical holiday shopping season. More on these stories at srnnews.com.